I ventured in the last weeks, our reflection, sermon, homily will concentrate on the second week, on the letter of Paul to the Romans. Because I'm pretty sure you have heard those gospels already probably 40 times in the cycle of 3 years. As usual, I'd like to begin with the little church, you a parishioner said to the priest after the Sunday service, "Father, your sermon today reminds me of the peace of God." The priest smiled and replied, "Thank you. That's a very wonderful compliment." And the parishioner said, "Yes, it reminded me of the peace of God because it passes all at this time." I promise to do my best this morning to keep you awake. Our reading from St. Paul's letter to the Romans ends with one of the best known and most hope-filled verse in the New Testament. "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is
eternal life
in Christ Jesus our Lord." Those words contain both a warning and a promise. The warning is that sin separates us from God and ultimately leads us to death. The promise is that God has not abandoned us. Instead, through Jesus Christ, He offers us the greatest gift imaginable: eternity. Notice what Paul calls eternal. He didn't call it a reward. He didn't call it a price. He called it a gift. A wage, as we all know, is something we earn. A gift is something freely given. If eternal life depended upon our perfection, dear friends, none of us would receive it. But thanks be to God, eternal life depends not on our goodness, but eternal life depends on God's grace. That is the wonderful message of the gospel. It is rooted in the truth of God's unconditional love. As Archbishop Desmond Tutu once said, "God loves us not because we are lovable, but because God is love." I repeat, God loves us not because we are lovable, but because God is love. Those words beautifully capture the heart of today's reading. God does not wait until we have our lives completely sorted out before He loves us. He loves us first. He loves us while we were still sinners. He loves us today. And He will continue loving us tomorrow. That is grace. That is the gospel. That is the good news. Any of us here have worshiped faithfully at the Church of the Good Shepherd or in an Anglican church every Sunday for years. For some of us, for decades. You have welcomed new families. You have mourned the death of dear friends. You have celebrated baptism, confirmations, weddings, and anniversaries of family members. Your faithful presence every Sunday here is itself a testimony to God's faithfulness. But Paul gently reminds us that our confidence is never in the number of Sundays we have attended church. Our confidence rests entirely in Jesus Christ. We come to church not because we have earned God's love. We come because we have already received it. This reminds me of one of the most beloved hymns in our American tradition. Great is thy faithfulness. When we sing,
great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see.
When we hear those words, we declare exactly what St. Paul teaches. Every sunrise reminds us that God's mercy is new. Every breath is a gift. Every opportunity to worship is another reminder that God's faithfulness never runs out. Sometimes our faith grows weak. Sometimes our prayer becomes quiet. Sometimes life becomes burdensome, heavy. But God's faithfulness never changes. His love remains constant through every season as the hymn continues.
All I have is thy hand that provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
My dear friends, isn't that true? Looking back over the years, many of us can testify that God has provided strength we didn't know we had. God has provided comfort we didn't expect. God has provided friendships that carried us through grief. And God has provided hope when life seemed uncertain. Great indeed is His faithfulness. Yesterday, our diocese gathered for the synod. People came together from across the diocese to pray, to listen, to discern, and seek God's direction for the future. Like every synod, there were thoughtful discussions, different perspectives, and important decisions. Yet beneath every agenda item stood one truth that unites us all: God's unconditional love revealed in Jesus Christ. God's unconditional love revealed in Jesus Christ. Whatever challenges face the church in the years ahead, our mission remains unchanged. We are called to proclaim that every person is invited into God's family through His grace. The Church of the Good Shepherd has faithfully done this for so many years. May we as a church continue to be known as a parish where people encounter not judgment first, but welcome. Not rejection, but grace. Not fear, but the love of Christ. Let me share a simple story. A retired school teacher spent years tending a small garden outside her home. Every morning, she watered it faithfully, even during long, dry summers. A neighbor once asked, "Why do you spend so much time caring for flowers that bloom for only a few weeks?" She smiled and replied, "You know, I'm not just growing flowers. I'm creating beauty that reminds people there is hope. I'm creating beauty that reminds people there is hope." That is what faithful Christian living looks like. Every prayer, every act of kindness, every smile offered to a stranger, every meal shared, every visit to someone, a parishioner, a neighbor, a friend who is lonely, every Sunday we gather to worship, these things, my dear friends, may seem like small things, but together, they become a beautiful witness to the hope we have in Christ. Our lives point beyond themselves, point to the eternal life God has promised. Dear friends, as we return to our homes after the Sunday service, let us remember that eternal life is not merely something we hope to receive one day. It begins now. Everyday life with Christ is part of eternal life. Everyday life in love is part of eternity breaking into the present. So let us continue worshiping faithfully, serving joyfully, forgiving generously, praying continually, welcoming warmly, and sharing the good news with those who have not yet discovered God's amazing love. Because one day, our earthly pilgrimage will be complete. The doors of this church will one day close behind us for the last time. But another door will open, the door into God's eternal kingdom. And when that day comes, we will discover that our God has been faithful every Sunday, every year, and every decade, has been preparing a place for us all along. So let us live today with confidence, not confidence in ourselves, but confidence in Christ. For as St. Paul reminds us, the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of eternal life of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.